Hey, what's up guys? So this is a debugging my past type of video series that I want to make just to retell some of the stories that happened when I was younger. So this is an old apartment complex that I used to live in when I was, I think, 11 or 12. This was about 21 years ago. But it was my mom and my sister and me, and we lived in this apartment complex right down here. Let me see if I can zoom out and show. It was right here. There's a garbage, huge green garbage can right here, and then this is the parking lot, and then this is where we stayed. So anyway, I'm gonna try to just wing it and remember what I can, because I'm not reading off of a script. But I do remember our neighbors upstairs. My friend, his name was Marcel, and he had a sister called Tamika, and he was like very athletic. We would play street football all the time. So one night, I was staying up at his apartment complex. I went upstairs and we were playing Family Feud, and his sister came over. She was like 16 or 17, I believe, and we would be playing Family Feud, and then we would go into the bathroom, and then, you know, we would play like hide and seek and like some other stuff. It was kind of weird, but so we would switch off from going into the bathroom and then going and playing Family Feud together. And anyways, it got to the point where he would stay out in the living room and I would go into the bathroom with his sister, Tamika, which was like, back then she was like a really beautiful like African American girl. Anyway, I don't want to get too explicit, but she would want me to like touch her breasts and stuff, and of course I did all that. And at my age back then, I felt like I was in heaven doing it. But now looking back, it's kind of weird. But anyway, so it also got to the point where she wanted me to like use my fingers to, you know, like go inside. And I remember going down there and it smelled like tuna, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I should do this. And then she pointed to like this Clorox wipes box that was like underneath the sink or something, and she's like, okay, well, you can just use these Clorox wipes and put them over your fingers or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I put them over my fingers, and then she told me to do it, and so I did. And my hand, I remember my wrist being sore for like a couple minutes, but, and then she told me to touch her breasts again. And I was having a blast, but I just remember like after I was leaving the bathroom, and then we stopped playing Family Feud, and then I went downstairs back into my bedroom to go to sleep, and I remember I still had like that, like a tuna smell on my finger. And I remember washing my hands at night, and I was trying to like hide my hands like from my mom, because I didn't want like her to smell anything down there. Like if I was walking by or if I came back into the house, I didn't want her to smell anything, so I was always like having it in my pocket and stuff. But yeah, so like I feel like the Clorox wipes, like they came in clutch, because back then, if I didn't have those, I'm not really sure what would have happened. So it's kind of a crazy story, but yeah. Not a lot of people I've really told this to, but I decided to just make a video and just lay it all out as much as I can remember. And of course, her brother didn't know anything about this. But yeah, it was crazy. And now looking back at it, like, since the series is like debugging my past, I'm not really sure what I would have done, because in the moment everything felt like I didn't know what was going on. I didn't really know what was wrong or right. I was just kind of doing what felt good. But now looking back in the moment, I don't think she probably should have done that. But yeah. So anyways, this is just one story out of probably a lot more that I have. This was in Puyallup, Washington, where I lived. Let's see if I can go back down here. And it won't let me go down here, but my mom's red Dodge Neon would be like right there. Actually, I think she had a van. But there should be a green dumpster right down here. So anyways, that's the story, guys. Yeah, I'm not reading off a script, so I'm not going to edit the video. So hopefully I made a little bit of sense about what happened. But thanks for watching, and you guys have a good day.